Good afternoon and happy Friday. Well, the Australian share market had a solid end to the week. The ASX 200 up 36 points, 0.6%, closing up at 6,165. So just enough to push us into positive territory over the past 5 days. The best performers this week were energy stocks, which rose about 5%, thanks partly to a lift in the oil price. The worst performers were the defensive utilities, which dropped in the order of 2%. Still, hasn't really been the best of months so far. In fact, we've only had shares improving twice in 12 days. We're still on track to be for this to be one of the worst months of the year so far for the local share market today. Some stocks that have done quite poorly this month have really been supported quite impressively. The best really amongst them was the mining sector. BHP, Rio and Fortescue were up. Now, we did see the iron ore price lifting quite strongly in the past 24 hours. That seemed to have a bit to do with demand hopes. So basically, there are markets speculating that Chinese policymakers might not be quite as strict on winding back steel production. And this is generally done in a bit to control pollution. So that seemed to be helpful. What wasn't helpful for other metal prices, though, was that the comments from President Trump via Twitter, who basically suggested that he isn't that keen on meeting Chinese policymakers to try and de-escalate trade tensions with China. So that saw some metal prices pulling back. Elsewhere, energy stocks managed to stay quite positive. Meyer also continued to be a standout. This is after releasing some disappointing profit results, or almost $500 million loss, in fact, for the year just on Tuesday. But this is one of the most short-sold stocks on the market. So its shares price up quite strongly. Not too many losers about, but one of the worst this afternoon was Primary Healthcare, the pathology centre operator and company that offers services to the healthcare industry overall, was down about 2%. This is after the Fair Work Commission ruled basically that the company has to offer pay rises to some of its workers at pathology centres in Victoria. So the company said this could hold their profits back by as much as $5 million over the year ahead. Now, Chinese economic news was largely quite positive today. That seemed to help the market stay positive and also helped lift the Aussie dollar this afternoon to about 71.9 US. Tonight, plenty of economic news out. We've got the Bank of England governor delivering a talk. You've got retail sales figures and industrial production out of the US. And tomorrow, we've also got some house price numbers out of China as well.